As I'm getting set to start this lecture, I'm feeling a little self-conscious because I'm realizing that I need to shave. So, quick aside there. So, this lesson's on reliability optimization. And it's a little bit about a little bit of math, a little bit of using that apportionment that we've used earlier, and a few other concepts. The basic idea is to understand the basic nature of our product. Is it a series system, or are there system parts of it in parallel? And then what's the right approach to make it better? And when you extend this out a little bit, we also should be looking at variability and process control and all kinds of other elements. But we'll take a look at a couple simple examples to get started. So let's say I've got a system. It's got three components. And I have a compressor, a combustor, and a turbine, and they're in series, meaning that if anyone fails, the system fails, and so it's a pretty basic system. Our overall goal is to have a 90% reliability over some duration. And so the basic calculation is really just multiply the product of those three reliabilities together, 0.98, 0.90, and so on, and we get a value of 0.856. Now that's lower than our desired reliability of 90%. And we knew we weren't going to make it because the R sub 2 was already at the system level goal. And so the other two components would have had to been perfect, a reliability of 1.0, which really isn't feasible. So we've got our estimates, and the question that may come up, and this is what this optimization section is about, is how reliable does, how much, what is the reliability target for the weakest link in this particular system, the 0.90 or the second component, R sub 2, how reliable does it have to be in order for us to make the target? And so the formula is basically, well, what's my target divided by the other two components multiplied together? And basically, I'm using that series equation and just solving for R sub 2, given the system is at its target, the 0.90. So I work out a little bit of math there, and we have to convert that 0.90 for R sub 2 up to at least 94.7% reliable over the duration that we're interested in. So it's a pretty straightforward calculation when it's a series system. It's just set the equation to what your system goal is and then solve for the lowest one, the weakest link element. Leave that as your variable, and you'll find out what it needs to be. And you can quickly check it. Is 0.98 times 0.947 times 0.97, and that should equal 0.90. So we might not be able to achieve that 0.94.7 improvement over 0.9 for that component. And so that's when we would consider redundancy. And if we're able to put the 90% components, keep the same components into the system, just add a second component. A little quick calculation here says that it will get up to about 94.1%. Now, let me flip back to the other slide here. That's still not good enough for our overall goal. So if we can go from 0.90 to 0.94, is there any room to improve the other two systems, the compressor or the turbine? So we would use two combustors of this older system, but by improving it to 0.94 as a dual approach, a redundant approach, it would require a much smaller amount of improvement from 0.90 to say 0.95 or 0.91 or 0.92, somewhere like that, a much smaller incremental improvement for the components plus redundancy would probably get us to our goal. Or we would look to make up the difference with one of the other components. But it starts to play out that what if scenario of what what's the cost to make these improvements? And is it either getting a more robust or more reliable individual elements that are inherently more reliable? Or do I use redundancy to account for those elements that are not quite so, not as reliable as we would require? So in the next chapter, in the section on predictions and modeling, we'll talk a lot more about series and parallel systems and modeling in general. And that's where we would really use this concept of optimization, of sorting out, well, how good does the element that in question need to be in order for it to be a contributor to our system goal? Next section, we'll take a quick look at human factors. Like many of these considerations, human factors is another huge area of which we'll just do a brief introduction.